What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Come on, man.
And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a salute. But tonight...
Don't call it a comeback!
But, It's a big fight week down here in South Florida. One of our own, Josh Rivera, is joining us here on the program. You guys can catch him on PFL this week. It's going to be airing on ESPN and ESPN Plus. But you guys could also get down to the Hard Rock if you guys could still get some tickets to get over there. Watch one of our own. Josh, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Happy to be here, man. It's a local radio show. I'm all about that. I'm all about the local stuff. Let's do it.
We're excited to have you, man. It's a very, very cool thing. I mean, listen, you grew up with at the cradle of South Florida, you know, mixed martial arts. Your father was one of the co-founders of ATT. Like, you've kind of seen everything blow up down here. Does it blow your mind to see what it's become down here? Just how much influence this part of the country has had on mixed martial arts?
Yeah, man. You know, I guess you throw a bunch of Brazilians down here, next thing you know, jiu-jitsu is bigger than ever. But no, man, you know, I think, it's one of those, like, you never know what kind of life you're going to have, right? You're born into the world and kind of like decisions are made for you. And for me, I was born into like jiu-jitsu, you know, I was born from, Brazilian parents. So I was fortunate enough and maybe I could say unfortunate at times when I got beat up, but, I was fortunate enough to be part of this type of lifestyle. You know, I was born in 92, you know, and it's been my life ever since I've grown up. And now it's the biggest, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, fastest growing sport in the world. So, it feels cool, man. You know, I don't like thinking about it, but I guess I'm a pioneer now. You know, I could consider myself a veteran. You know, nowadays there's a bunch of, quote unquote, Josh Taveras being born now on a daily basis. Since MMA has blown up, let alone jiu-jitsu.
It's crazy, man. I mean, like, just for these, I became a jiu-jitsu dad a couple years ago, but my son just started doing tournaments this year at 8, 9 years old. And you see how many people just love going to these tournaments just on a Saturday morning and they're doing it all day long. And it's just a cool revolution to kind of see just how the sport has exploded.
Yeah, man. It's one of those things where like, you notice that, like, you know, if the parents didn't have a chance to do jiu-jitsu, or, you know, maybe they got too old, you know, they got old or some sort of nature like that, they find the enjoyment with their kids, man. You know, they're going to put their kids in some self-defense, and it's a lot of discipline. And on top of that, you're learning how to protect yourself, you know, rather than the typical football, basketball, baseball. You could still do all that stuff, man, and add jiu-jitsu in there. You know, that's how I grew up thinking everybody knew jiu-jitsu. You know, when I was a kid, I thought everybody knew how to armbar, everybody knew how to rear naked, and then I would like go wrestle with my friends, and then I was like, oh, you're, oh wow, this is completely, you're lost. You just gave me your back, you gave me your arm, you're like, oh, you don't know anything. And then that's when I realized the world doesn't understand jiu-jitsu yet, you know? But nowadays, you know, you look at somebody with cauliflower, you're already making like a decision whether you should mess with that person or not, you know? Back in the days, you run into a bad situation and you wouldn't even know.
So you were a state champion in wrestling. Like, how did you get into that transition as a kid who did jiu-jitsu? Like, was there a natural blend over to wrestling, or was that frowned upon in the household that you wanted to get into just regular wrestling?
No, the only thing frowned upon in the household at the time was if I was part of the Gracie Baja team. Is Carson Gracie Jiu-Jitsu versus Gracie Baja? You can't get them confused, you know? But yeah, that's more of a joke. But to be honest, I started the Jiu-Jitsu like any other Jiu-Jitsu kid would have done it, you know? And then, Jiu-Jitsu, like I said, it was one of those hobbies that I enjoyed doing, and I've always known I wanted to be a fighter, But when you're a kid, you have thousands of different things you want to try, right? I want to be an NFL player. I want to play this. I want to go to college. So as I got older, I realized that the jiu-jitsu could only get me so far with education, you know, and reality started hitting me where like football players are much more larger than what you think. They're much more faster than what you think. I'm talking about guys to go to college, let alone going to the NFL, you know, so everything started to kind of hit me little by little as I got older, and I realized that I'm good at grappling. And so I just went into the wrestling room my sophomore year of high school. You know, there's kids who wrestle since they were 4 or 5. I was doing jiu-jitsu and judo. I went in there, didn't have no wrestling shoes on, and I just kind of was like just tossing people around, just like I would do with my friends hanging out. And then one of these coaches were like, dude, that same week he promised me that he could get me a scholarship to Division I program. Just because I was a little bit bigger than the average kid. So most kids my size were playing football, especially in South Florida. I was just wrestling. So I ended up getting on this hot streak from sophomore all the way to my senior year. And then I got a bunch of offers, a lot of D3, D2 offers and a handful of D1 offers. And that's where I started my career off at NC State when I went to ACC school. And then from there, I transferred to Arizona State. But yeah, I won state championship. I won high school nationals. I did a lot of things in a small period of time as a wrestler, you know, and it was a good time too, man. I didn't have to get a job.
No, I'm sure that made that. And you get the ride to college. It had to be an unbelievable feeling as an accomplishment.
Oh, 100%, especially as a wrestler, it's such an individual sport. It's a team sport, but it's an individual sport for the most part, you know. You know, just like knowing that you're responsible of your career. You know, if I didn't make it, it's no one else's fault. I can't blame anybody but myself, you know. So, of course, when I saw the opportunity happen where I could go to school for free, you know, like I said, I come from foreign parents, man. My parents came here. I'm first generation. Their dream is to see me graduate, you know. That my dream too, but I think it was more of my parents' dream.
Oh, for sure.
To have a kid graduate high school, let alone college as an athlete, man, my parents were, I made their life. You know what I mean? It's, you know, that they, for them to have that type of thing happen to them was a big impact. But for me, it was just like, okay, got that out the way. We got it done with a somewhat of a scholarship. So I'm not too much in debt. And I got my parents are happy, you know? So now I'm really having fun with the fighting because this is what I've always wanted to do.
So, your opponent coming up this week, Thursday, you guys are fighting over there at the Qatar Hotel at the Hard Rock Live. What do you make of him? What are the things that concern you about him?
Man, so his name is Murad, Ramazani. He's from Dagestan, Russia. So, you know, just like we were talking about the MMA culture, you know, the Dagestan Russians, they've established their type of how they fight. Because of the Khabib Nurmagomedov and all those things, you know, so you could kind of see the type of person I'll be dealing with, more of a wrestling-based guy, probably strong, you know, strong dude from Dagestan, you know, they're all strong and well-trained, but, you know, I'm a grappler myself, so I think the grappling cancels out, and we're going to have to stand up a little bit and punch each other in the face, which I'm totally cool about. You know, grappling's tiring. I'm ready to do it, but it's tiring. The other stuff's so much more enjoyable. So, sprawl and brawl. That's what we're looking to do. Sprawl and brawl. We haven't used that term in a while. So let's bring it back.
A lot of people were talking about this with the UFC this past week with Khamzat's, title win. And I mean, I felt bad for DDP because it just felt like he felt so helpless in a fight like that. What do you make as a guy who's a great wrestler, but you have some really thrilling finishes too? With striking, like, do you get the criticism of, hey, like, hey, do more there? Or is it like, hey, if you have a guy so helpless and he can't do anything against it, tough. I'm going to win the fight how I win the fight. What do you make of that kind of reaction to the win?
Yeah, man. MMA is a very, very, there's so many possibilities that could happen. And I think we've seen so much spectacular moments. That's what we want to see every time. You know, But we got to understand, these are human beings going in there. They get hit and it hurts. It's their body on the line. It's their career on the line. So, you know, my hat goes off to Hamza. For a fighter like me, I watched the whole fight and I said, man, DDP, he got you. He got you. We see that. We see that in all sorts of sports. We see it in basketball. We see it in NFL when one team is getting crushed. You know, the fans start to leave the stadium. Sometimes that's how it is, you know, and for you to be a complete MMA fan, you have to enjoy or try to find enjoyment in those fights too when the guy's just getting completely dominated. You know, what do you want Hamzai to do? To get away from what's winning the fight and put himself at risk, you know? And majority of the times you're gonna have to take some sort of calculated risks in fights. But for Hamzai, no risks at all, man, you know? He did exactly what he's supposed to do. He fooled everybody. Everybody thought he was just gonna go, you know, kill this guy and murder him in the first round. But, you know, sometimes, you know, I looked at his IQ. That was great IQ from Hamzai, 100%.
What do you make of the main event coming up on Thursday? You got some experience with these guys. Is there any insight you have into the main event?
All I know is that, you're talking about the PFL,
mm-hmm. right? Yep. Yeah. With Edwards and Rasta.
I fought Edwards before, you know, Edwards is tough fighter, obviously experienced. He comes from a good, nice family of fighting, you know, with his brother and things like that. You know, obviously I would love to fight him again. I'd love to fight anybody I lost to again, you know, it's just the fighter in me. But there's a lot of politics involved with that. So, you know, I have no sort of negative feeling towards, you know, may the best man win. Obviously Dalton's my teammate and I'm cheering him on, but there's only so much I could do. All I know is that they don't like each other. You know, they don't like each other at all. And I'm the alternate as well. So I'm getting ready for the Russian, but in case something happens between the finalists, I could get plugged in there, which I am totally ready to go. I'll be making championship weight on Wednesday just in case. But, I think it's going to be a good banger, man. I think you got two, solid dudes. They both earned their spot there. And, regardless of who wins, and like I said, I'm cheering on Dalton, but regardless of who wins, I'll stand and applaud for either one of them and let them share their moment, on stage, you know? So, may the best man win.
That's always such a cool thing, even going to regional fights down here, just how much any of the local gyms, just the way you guys show up for each other for moments, from the big ones to the small ones, seems like, you know, you guys really all just seem very invested with each other.
Yeah, man, because they're all big for us. They're all big moments for us. You know, it's so funny. MMA is so unforgiving. You know, when you win, you remember it and everybody remembers it, but eventually everybody forgets it, but you still remember it. And the same thing happens when you lose. You know, and sometimes it works well, you know, especially, you know, if PFL's on Thursday, we got fights on Friday, Saturday. By the time you hit Saturday, people forgot about whether you win or lost. But that's why it's such one of those, it means a lot to us. That's why we support each other and stuff, because at the end of the day, it's all gone. And, it would suck to get a regular job after fighting, but sometimes that's the case for most of us.
Is this your first fight as a dad?
This would be my second fight as a dad.
Second fight as a dad. Does it feel different at all? Like, is that true what they say?
I would say so, yeah. I would say it does feel different because, the little things I think that bothered you as an individual, maybe personal things, you know, you get over it really quick because it's not going to find a solution for the person you have to raise, you know. The solution is not to be bothered by things, you know, so, as much as it's complicated, it's simple, man. My life's simple. I go to the gym. I come back. I'm blessed enough to financially be able to come back and hang out with my daughter most of the day without having any 9-to-5 or a boss calling me. So for me, man, I'm blessed by all the heavens of the above, man. So I'm happy.
Josh, if I go check him out this week, he's going to be fighting at PFL. You guys can check him out. It's going to be live at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and you guys can watch it on ESPN. As a South Florida guy, Josh, you got South Florida teams that you root for? Are there any sports besides fighting or just a fighting guy?
Nah, man, I'm a Miami guy all the way, and then I graduated from Arizona State, so I do have some complications being a Sun Devil and a hurt, you know, a Cane. But if they're not playing each other, I'm rooting each one of them on. I'm a Dolphins fan. I've been a Dolphins fan for the longest time, and I'm still waiting for a moment. You know, we're gonna end up being like the Cub fans. You know, I'm gonna be like 98 years
old.
Feels
like that.
You know, if an angel told me that the Dolphins win a Super Bowl and X amount of years, I would literally try to get my health better so I could survive longer. So I could witness it. But yeah, man, and you know, and Miami Heat, they've done a good chunk of South Florida, of achievements. You know, you got the Panthers too.
Did you get into the Panthers at all? Did you enjoy that?
I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed it. People don't know how big that was for us, but, it was huge for a Florida team to win something like that, let alone back to back. Back three, right? Or two.
That, they've been to three, but they've won two.
Won two. But still, man, you know, but yeah, I'm a South Florida everything, man. Everything, all day. I love it. I love it all.
We're looking forward to it, man. We'll watch you coming up on Thursday and appreciate the time, Josh.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.